تأتيهم سنة الأولين إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوا وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم من دونه مولى وتلك القرى أهلكناهم موعدا وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam, as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered us. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered us at this beautiful, auspicious time of Jumu'ah. And we realize today that this is the first Friday of the new year of Subhanallah, the Hijri calendar. And how fortunate we are as believers that we can once again reflect that how our lives can improve better than it was yesteryear if we are conscious of Allah. Many things go through our minds if we are conscious of Allah. If we are of the heedless, then Subhanallah, year upon year, our lives will be the same. We will be caught up in this worldly life like we call it the rat race. And we will run after only but the creation and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting the creator Allah jalla jalalu. Now this is such a beautiful month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, Al-Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam, mentioned. He say that this is the month called Shahrullahi al-Muharram. What is different? We have Safar. Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Akhir, Jamadul Ula, Jamadul Thani, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. But very beautifully, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam let this particular month stand out by calling it Shahrullah al-Muharram. This is the only month that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Messenger attached directly to the name of Allah. Now there are many things, Jamaatul Muslimin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made great the angels. But among the angels, they are the greatest of angels. We have the Anbiya. But among the Anbiya, they are the Ulul Azm. Those who stand out amongst the Anbiya. And then among the Ulul Azm, we have the cream of the crop, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created many ummah, many nations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handpicked out of the ummah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of ummah, the best of nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again created man. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of man indicate to us in many places again coming up the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation Ashraful Makhluqat for a second time Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we have zaman, time. Right? The best time is what? The best places on earth. Let's start with places. We find the best places. Many places it exists. But the best places on earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, is the houses of Allah. And then we find time. Now in time, mashallah, there are many kalam. There are many explanations. Why? Because this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us the most. And Allah wants us to look at our time and to manage our time in such a way. Why? Because Allah is looking for excuse upon excuse upon excuse to forgive us as man. Man called in Arabic insan. Man being described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servants, when it comes to time, I didn't only make one time great. There are many times that I want to give you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give it at once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads it out. And Allah says that we have created you and there are 12 months in the year. 12 months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously all months come from Allah and all are good. But Allah says, in it, there is four that is very special. And when it comes to these four, take heed. What are the four? Al-Qa'da, Al-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These 4 months are sacred. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, be careful what you do in these months. Be careful what you do in these months. Allah multiply for you your rewards. Don't be heedless. Take note. Do a lot of good. But the mukhalif to the mahboob, the opposite of this understanding, that if you do bad, be careful what you do. Because that bad also will be multiplied. Allah calls this month the month of Allah. How attached are we to Allah? How is our connection to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to take this month and to make the most of it. Why? Because if you do this, you will have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and there are many ways that we can find by having this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first, how we should build the relationship with Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is through His Kalam. It's through His Kalam, Jalla Jalalu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that asdaqul hadith kalamullah, that the best of speech is the speech of Allah. You connect yourself to the speech of Allah jalla jalalu. You try to understand the speech of Allah jalla jalalu. Your life will become great. Your life will become honored. Allah will grant you izzah. Allah will grant you dignity. Allah will grant you His pleasure. And Allah will grant you success, Jalla Jalal. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. How much time do we spend with the kalam of man? There are many motivational speakers out there. If they speak, we say, wow, Allahu Akbar. That is so profound. The statement of man today is so profound for us. But try to equate that statement with Allah Jalla Jalalu's statement. You will see the inferiority in his statement. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only being who's perfect. Man can mention something now, it might be relevant today, tomorrow it's gone. It's very insignificant. We take quotes of the past, we can take lesson from it. But does it mean that it will really suffice for us today? No. Our times have changed, things have changed. But take the speech of Allah, will it be relevant still today? Most definitely. Bila shak. We are Muslim, we cannot even think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam not being able to be, you know, a benefit for us today. It's impossible. We know that it will benefit us. But somehow, the connection to kalam of man is more than the connection to the kalam of Allah. So here's the time. Allah is reminding us I'm giving you my month. What does Muharram mean? It means Allah has forbidden us from certain things. What has Allah forbidden us in this month? Forbid fighting. Forbid all negative things. And what should we focus on? All positive things. What is Muharram also called? Makkatul Mukarrama. What is that section called there around the Kaaba? It's the Haram. Right? Derived from the same root letters. If you enter that precinct, what happened? No Haram. You don't even think of Haram, because what? In that precinct, any Haram? Multiplying. Looking at the Kaaba, how much rewards? 20. Looking at Haram? Astaghfirullah. In the precincts of the Kaaba? Times 20. That's how we should look at it. That is the Haram Sharif, right? It's the noble precinct. Similar to this, it is Muharram. Things are forbidden for us to do in this month. You know, what is so sad, that even the time of Jahiliyyah, the Quraysh understood this. Why has this month, to give us an understanding, why Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab, why these 4 months? Because of a certain ritual that took place at that time. What is it? It is Hajj. People perform pilgrimage. Even in the time of Jahiliyyah, they went to the Kaaba. They circumambulated the Kaaba. Right? The Quraysh tribe, they were waiting for the people to enter, and they used to wait for them with water. Which water? Zamzam. All these things happened. And they understood. And who were this? People who worshipped idols. People that did not believe in one Allah. They understood. And their sacredness to this month, to these months. We should not make haram. We should not do evil. We should not follow our whims and our fancies. What we should do is stick to the law. And what is the law? We should not commit evil and sin in these months, because it will be multiplied for us. These are people with no iman, it understood. No fighting. People entered, and this is why. Because when it became Dhul Qa'dah, people prepared themselves for the journey of Hajj. So nobody could come and be highway robbers, take the caravan, fight with them. No war can take place. They understood this. Right? There must be safety, amen, security for them. And then they could go and they could come. And then Dhul Hijjah, why no fighting? Obviously, it's now the time for them to perform the Hajj. And then obviously after that, when Hajj is done, they need to safely return to their places. The month of Muharram was there. Look at this. People with no iman. People worshipping idols, understanding the law of Allah. Today we are the believers. We started off by saying, amongst the ummah, there are no greater ummah than the ummah of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How proud we should feel of calling ourselves those who are the followers of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are we doing? What are we doing to ourselves? What are we doing to our brethren, to our brothers, to our sisters, to our families, to our mothers, to our fathers? Look back. Idol worshippers could understand Allah's law. We who claim to love Allah the most, we who want to be the dearest and closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we violate that law of Allah Jalla Jalalu. On top of that, we say that Astaqul Hadith. It is the speech of Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa goes on by saying, وَخَيُّرُ الْهَدِيُ هَدِيُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches? That follow my sunnah. Do your rituals and I am doing my rituals. How many of us abandon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily? How many of us, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, man ahya, that whoever revives a sunnah in the time of fitna and fasad, how time? You can't look up, you can't look down, you can't look right, you can't look left, haram everywhere. You revive the sunnah, ghaddul basar, mashaAllah. What happened? Allah grant you the reward of 100 shuhada. Ya Rabban sunnah. removing a stone out of the pathway because you fear that your brother or your sister might be hurt. If they pass through this valley or through this alley or pass the street, what do? Obliviously, we look at everything that can harm our brothers and sisters and we just walk past. Ajib. Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remove the harm from the road for your brother and sister. When we do that, we will revive a sunnah. What will we receive? The reward of 100 shuhada. How easy it is to be a Muslim. How easy it is to gain the reward from Allah. Following the guidance of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What did Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the people of that time do? Something that comes to mind. That zakah. Don't start with that. This is now known. Don't start with that. Zakah, Jamaatul Muslim. They used to execute the zakah during the month of Allah. Muharram. You know, mashallah. Then inshallah, Mala. Ramadan. Ramadan come. Inshallah, the month of Allah. Muharram. You know, it piles up and it piles up and it piles up. Why? Because we're running away from our responsibility. We're running away from something that does not belong to us. Zakah is something we need to understand. What is zakah? It is purifying our wealth, meaning that that extra is not mine. I need to give it to those whom it belongs to. But zakah, somehow, we're looking for loopholes everywhere. Yeah, but Mullah, if it is, you know, that year, and then just before that year, I decided I want to buy something. Just a packet of sweets for my daughter. Now it's no longer than nisab. MashaAllah for you, brother. Or sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what we are doing. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep. And Allah does not slumber. Technically, you use the money. And technically now you are not at liberty to pay zakah anymore. But what was your niyyah? What was that intention? You only wanted to get out from paying zakah? Ya Rabbana lakal hamd. Do we understand the reward for giving zakah? That is another topic. Yeah. People executed their zakah during the month of Allah, the month of Muharram, as well as the month of Ramadan, mashallah. How many of us thought about that? Hey, you know, am I maybe, you know, of those who need to look at my wealth, and yes, I'm at liberty now to pay my zakah. So inshallah ta'ala, I will designate certain people that I will take out of their difficulty. Not only for a one meal, but inshallah, take them completely out of their difficulty if I can, if Allah has given me the ability to do that. Ya Allah, grant us all the ability to do that. Just to take people out of difficulty, we won't understand. I came across two beautiful quotes as I was preparing the Jummah. The first quote is of Hassan al-Basri. He mentions that make a lot of friends. You know, make a lot of good friends. Rephrase. Good friends. Because good friends will look for you the day of Qiyamah. When they enter paradise, they will ask Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, and go into the hellfire and go and take everybody with La ilaha illallah in their heart and take them to Jannah. This is what Allah gives to subhanAllah, to a good friend. We know Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the cream of the crop. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May we be of those who will gain the shafa'ah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we can make our life so easy and just get good friends. Friends that remind you of Allah. And when we say friends that remind you of Allah, you know, sometimes a friend tells my brother, you can't do that. Say, so many we are my friend together. When a friend tells you something, look at him with love and say, Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, I've got good friends. Shukri ya Rab. He takes me out of my dhulm and put me into noor. That's good. That is not harmful to you. You might feel, you know, oh, this guy's reprimanding me. Better so than Allah doing it at the day of Qiyamah, Jamaat Muslim. Let us understand it. I'm cross with this brother because he spoke the truth. Now what happened? I turned my back on him. And now what happened? Now I want to show him that I'm better than him. And I say, Vijay, you know, he just says, thanks, I'm out here, sir. And people say, ba, you might run your tuki. Please say, ba. Say, ba, please be out of here. When I do billah, a short way of arrogance turned into riba, namima. You carried on with the story. Where is it going to stop? Understand? Whereby all we could have done is, ya Rab, alhamdulillah, my beloved brother, shukran for the reminder. Walakir fa'inna dhikra tanfa'ul muqbileen. That reminder is beneficial for the believer. I accept this is what Allah said. So give me a hug, my brother. Inshallah, I'll try to improve my life. And through you, subhanallah, I changed my life. So I will look for you the day of Qiyamah coming to the second quote. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he says, the day that Allah tells you to enter Jannah and you don't see me, please ask Allah for that one who gave you a reminder of Allah in this world. Just to remind somebody, this is the importance that the Salaf, our predecessors, they valued this. That if they give da'wah, they gave it with the intention that Allah should accept it, and they used it as a means that, inshallah, the good that I do now, it will serve good for me the day of Qiyamah. Because that person that I gave a good word to, he will think of me, and he will ask about me the day of Qiyamah. So I'm reaching out to you, this faqir, sad person, speaking here week after week, subhanallah. If there's something at least that you can take away, ask about me the day of Qiyamah, because indeed I will ask about you, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant us all to walk through the doors of Jannah.
Ameen.
This is the purpose of life. Once we look at life differently, you know, it's amazing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua for everyone was to enter Jannah. Every single person must enter Jannah. What is our dua? Is it only me entering Jannah? There's something wrong. We need to change our focus. Every single person I see, I must see a potential Jannah. No matter who, how, what, circumstances, no matter that. Every person I see, white, black, pink, dark, light, yellow, whatever color the person, whatever ethnicity the person, what do I see? A potential Jannati. A potential someone whom Rasul Sallallahu cried for. So I must make the effort to see that my brothers and sisters must enter the doors of Jannah. And if I look at life in that way, how can I still have enmity in my heart towards anyone? How can I still possess hatred in my heart towards anyone? Which at this time is haram. Astaqul hadith kalamullah wa khairul hadyu Muhammad Rasulullah. This is the guidance of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I end up by saying, spend at this time in the cause of Allah. I mentioned zakah. Zakah, you can give sadaqah, you can give hillah. But give, this is the month of Allah. Allah looks, and Allah sees, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. So here is a project that we, alhamdulillah, have undertaken with Africa Muslims Agency now. Jamaatul Muslimin, there's much that I wanted to say, but time is up. Who was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was an orphan. He was an orphan. How much care do we have for orphans today? My heart dropped when I looked at 10 little beautiful children that came all the way from Lebanon. They are Syrian, Lebanese, and Palestinian. No father, no mother. Living a tent, coming into South Africa, saying that they're meeting their parents. Because alhamdulillah, South Africa is doing well, especially Cape Town, doing well for themselves by going out in the world and doing the great work. MashaAllah. And then the one child saying, can you imagine? I've never slept in the bed yet.
Allah.
What does it do to us? We look at our beds and we don't think anything. We just jump, mashallah, to sleep. Here the child look at the bed and say, SubhanAllah, I've never slept in the bed yet. How old? 8 years old, 9 years old, some are 16. Subhanakallah ya Rab. What? How should we not thank our Lord Allah for what Allah has given us? We can be them tomorrow. Believe me, it costs nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give, and it costs nothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to snatch, take it away. We are not invincible. We are going to close our eyes tomorrow. There are 10 little orphans that represent thousands that are in the camps of Lebanon. They are reaching out to us. Alhamdulillah, Africa Muslims Agency has built the Aman School of Excellence in Lebanon for children that are in the elementary, in the intermediate phase, right? We would say primary school here, for us to understand. And it cost them 16,000 rand a year per learner. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's attachment to the orphan was what? Ya Allah, I am an orphan. I lived as an orphan. I will die as an orphan. And Ya Allah, let me rise with the orphans. So much attachment he had to the orphans. So I reach out to everybody today. Next week, inshallah, we're not going to make it difficult. Next week, we'll have a collection for the orphans. Let us make Allah and your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam proud. Touch the head of an orphan, you know, because that hand touch, you can't count that hand, but it will be a testimony in the day of Qiyamah for you, and it will ask Shafa'ah for you to enter Jannah. So try to meet, try to go to them, spend your wealth wisely. Our Akhirah is very important. This life is temporary. We are heading. I'm looking at myself and I can't believe the age that I am. I mean, 21 is old, brother. No, I still feel like I'm 12. Ya salam, time goes so quick. But when I looked at these orphans, it truly touched me. And believe me, if you see them, it will touch you. Their voices, the way that they conduct themselves, the love that they want and desire. And when you look at them, you just love them. It's amazing. So whoever is involved in this African Muslim Agency, our Ansar, you know, our women, our Ansar Nisa here from Panorama Masjid, they are serving every day. Alhamdulillah, how fortunate we are as a community. You know, one of our community members, Auntie Nadia and Auntie Ashraf, they are hosting them at their homes. So we as a community has been favored. Let us be a part of it. Inshallah. Allah will bless you. Yeah. You know, there's one child I remember. We were there last year by one of the functions of AMA, and there was this particular portrait that has been auctioned. You know, and when we looked at it, the significance to that painting was that the child that drew it could not see; she was blind. And then the opportunity arose, and then she could see, and she drew this because she had sight now. Achieve. Allah gives. Allah takes. Allah makes no mistakes. Sometimes we look at Ya Salaam, shame. Don't shame. MashaAllah. This is the beauty of the creation of Allah. Everything that Allah does, there's a reminder for us. So let us be, inshallah, of those who are grateful. Show our gratitude. How? By giving, inshallah. And showing gratitude. Wala in shakartum la'azidannakum. And Allah will increase for us to do much more. May Allah bless our Muharram. May Allah grant this the month that we will change our lives and we will gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through truly worshipping Him, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And we will truly be now the followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we go this route, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two things that I leave behind. This was on Hujjatul Wada. It is the Quran and my Sunnah. Let us follow His Sunnah. Let us read the Quran, because whatever home I leave to, that I've been leaving behind, they will never go astray, and they will be of the successful ones. Allah grant us to be of the faizun, inshaAllah, the successful ones, those who will walk through the doors of Jannah, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those little orphans. And Allah grant them to look at us, not to forget us, and to ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, there's people there in Cape Town, in Panorama. They contributed to our education, because currently they are running around, they have nothing. We can contribute to them to better their lives with the education, for them to become leaders of tomorrow, for them to become of those who will do good tomorrow, and not to forget where they were, because they will give back into their camps to assist and aid for them to get out of their difficulty and to be placed into ease, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah grant us to be and to have a hand.